Episode 144.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we answer your questions about dropshipping. We explained the model last week in episode 143, and this week we tackle your questions and get the answers you've been looking for. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night.
Now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, I hope everyone is having a fantastic day. I am your host, Mark Mason, and this is the podcast where I help you build an internet business, even if you're only doing it one night at a time and late at night. And I hope you are having an absolutely fantastic week. I had a super fantastic week. I was out late last night with my son and his baseball team. They're about to start a baseball tournament. And in order to kick off the tournament, they went to the local Major League Baseball AA farm team game together as a team. It's really awesome. They're 10 years old. They love baseball. They love playing together. It's a really cool team, and we're excited about the tournament that's coming this weekend. They start play on Friday. They get pool play, which means they kind of are randomly assigned to each other, and based on a couple of pool play games, they'll be assigned to a single elimination bracket, and they will play through the weekend until only one team is left standing as the champion. So we'll see how that goes. We're very excited about that. As we always are whenever it's time to play baseball, it's a lot of fun. So I was out late last night, so that means once again, I am recording the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast early in the morning. I got my cup of joe, and I'm ready to go, and I hope you're ready to go too, because last week in episode 143, we talked all about dropshipping. And I explained the dropshipping model, but in case you haven't had a chance to listen to that episode, the model that we described was this model where you find a fantastic niche that you're excited about with some products that you can advertise on Facebook. And you identify those products and their availability from a place that will ship them directly to your customer. And the company that I recommended for this and a model that's very popular right now is a company called AliExpress.com. So the business model works like this. You advertise a product that you found you can source from AliExpress.com. You advertise that on your store, which I recommend that your website and store be hosted on Shopify, which you can find at latenightim.com/Shopify. And once you've got that advertised and up and running on your site, then you drive traffic to that product on your website using something like Facebook. That's usually a really good place to start. Eventually, someone buys that product for you and gives you their money, and you use part of the money that you got to pay for your Facebook ads, part of the money that you got to order the product from AliExpress and have it sent directly to your customer, and part of the money goes in your pocket as profit. And so, as you might expect, once I described that on episode 143, I got some outstanding questions back from the listeners, both directly in email and over at the Late Night Internet Marketing Facebook group, where we had some discussion about the episode. So I wanted to share those with you, those questions with you in this episode, because the one thing I know about teaching that I learned when I was in graduate school teaching kids about semiconductors and mathematics and everything else that I got to teach in graduate school was if one person has a question, the chances are a ton of people have exactly the same question. Hey, now, before we get started and fully cranked up, at the end of the episode, I'm going to tell you about a webinar that you can go get on. There's nothing for sale there, really. It's a free webinar about drop shipping, about Shopify, about Oberlo, and about AliExpress, about those three things, about the exact things I've been talking about. And it's a free webinar that's offered by Shopify because they're hoping that you'll buy Shopify and use that for your cart. So it's not some big upsell thing, but I don't want to tell you about it yet because I want you to listen to the episode first. And then I'm going to give you the link for this amazing webinar and I want you to go watch that webinar. So stay tuned. So the first set of questions that I want to get to was from my friend, Amazing Amy. Now, I didn't really tell this story, but Amazing Amy lives down the street from me and our kids play together. She's a fantastic woman. That's why we call her Amazing Amy. And she is actually the one who started talking to me about drop shipping. And I knew about drop shipping because I'm in around internet marketing, but I never really dug into it. And as she started talking and asking me questions about drop shipping, I started getting more and more interested in it. And eventually, I just pulled the trigger on this drop shipping experiment that I'm running right now. And that's mostly because of the conversations that I had with Amazing Amy about drop shipping, coupled with the opportunity that I came across at the 100K Factory. And so that was the catalyst for all of that. There's also this third thing that I wanted to learn more about, Facebook advertising. So that was sort of the perfect storm. But the piece that I hadn't talked to you about was this Amazing Amy piece. So Amy sent me some questions that I thought were excellent questions, and I bet you have these questions too, and I wanted to answer these both for you and for Amazing Amy. So Amy's first question is a question about niche and products, and she asks if I have any thoughts on how to narrow down products to offer. The options seem endless. Do I have any tips on where to start? Starting out, should you simply choose something and learn from your experience? That seems to be her bottleneck, she writes. Well, I will tell you, Amy's experience of that feeling of how do I pick my niche? This is a general kind of question. There are actually two questions that I read in Amy's question here. One is, how do I pick my niche? And the other question is, once I've got a niche, what makes an actual good product to drop ship? So I'm going to try and tackle those separately. The first question is, how do I pick my niche? Now, this is a common question we have even in affiliate marketing. It's one of the things that stops people down all the time. And because it requires you to make a decision. It's a big commitment. It's going to influence the rest of the things that you do. And a lot of times, and I don't know about in Amazing Amy's case, but a lot of times the fear of making that decision, even if you don't realize, it's not like you're shaking like you would during a horror film, but the subconscious fear of making that decision and that fear of failure can really hold people back in deciding exactly what niche to go in. Now, for your very first drop shipping store, I think there are really only two, maybe three. Let's say there are three real criteria. And the first real criteria that you've got is that you have to have a niche where you can source products. And so that's a pretty easy matter of browsing around AliExpress and looking at products and imagining those products for sale in your store. And, one thing that I think you want to consider here is, are there plenty of products in this niche that you're thinking about? And if there are plenty of products, do the prices seem reasonable to you on AliExpress, given the fact that you're going to have to sort of double them in order to sell them at a profit and pay for ads and the cost that you'll incur in shipping and all that kind of stuff. Do you see products in a niche that you're considering? So one of the niches that we always talk about is the cat niche. And so if you go look for products that cat owners might want to buy, like last week we talked about that diamond studded cat collar, which I put a picture of in the show notes. Do you see plenty of products like that that you could advertise on your site? So one thing is just looking at AliExpress and seeing if there are lots of good products and kind of imagining this little store on the internet at AmazingAmy'sCatStuff.com and not my preferred URL, but you get the idea. And actually seeing that those products are there and understanding that they're sourceable. If are there products is the first criteria. The second criteria I would say is there an interest on your part in this niche, in these products? At least some interest. Some knowledge would be good too. That's not necessary, but I think some interest is, and here's why. The first time you go on this drop shipping adventure, there's going to be lots of obstacles. It's going to take a lot of work. There's going to be a lot of trial and error. Just like everything that you do in life or specifically in internet business, there's going to be a learning curve. And the learning curve is helped along a lot if you're mildly interested in what it is that you're working on. So, for example, if you hate cats, I think maybe the cat niche might not be good for you because you have absolutely no interest. On the other hand, if you've always had cats and you know a little something about having cats and can understand what a cat owner might buy, not only is this going to be interesting to you, but you'll have a little domain knowledge that you can apply to give yourself a leg up because you're in your own target market. Now, I don't think that's a requirement to run a successful dropshipping business, but if you're just getting started out, I think it really, really helps a lot. And I think oftentimes this is underestimated. The importance of this is underestimated by people who teach affiliate marketing and dropshipping. They tell their customers to go for the money when they're teaching these things. And I do think you need to choose something that's profitable, but I also think that most people who don't succeed in these types of businesses are people that quit before they're successful. They aren't able to make it to the finish line. And I think picking something that you're interested in or know something about is a trick you can use to have more probability of making it through to the finish line. So that's the second thing that I would recommend with regarding product selection. But I think the third thing is probably the most important. I'm going to recommend that you start this store by running some ads on Facebook. And so I recommend that you search around Facebook for ads of similar products that you're thinking about. A little bit of a chicken and egg there. But if you've got something in mind, I'd start searching Facebook for products that are in that niche that people are successfully advertising on Facebook. Because if they're successfully being advertised on Facebook, that means that person is making money selling that type of product on Facebook, and that means that you can too. And how do you do this? Well, the easiest way is to go into your niche, search Facebook for that, and join a bunch of groups that are related to the niche that you want to be in. And ultimately, when you do that, when you join groups and when you like pages of things that are in your niche, ads will start coming your way. That's how Facebook works. So in our cat example, if you go into the Facebook search bar and start searching for Facebook cat groups that you can join, the bigger ones there are, the better. I love my cat Facebook group or whatever. The more of those that you join and the more cat-related pages that you join, the more ads will start being served up in your feed. And then also you can go to people's fan pages, these cat-related fan pages, and see what kind of products are being offered. And you can see that some of these ads, these sponsored posts, will have hundreds or thousands of likes and shares. Those are the successful products. They get those likes and shares because people have spent a lot of money getting those ads in front of eyeballs. The reach of those ads with high likes and shares is high. And if they're pointing to a product, well, you know that they must be having success with that product. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to pay for the advertising and have that be affordable. So, you know, those are examples of successful products. So you can use those examples, that kind of market research, in order to narrow down your first products. So that's my recommendation. Make sure you've got something you can source. Obviously, it does. You can't start a store with something that you can't buy yourself. So you need to actually find candidates on AliExpress. You need to, for maximum chance of success, pick some products that you're at least a little bit interested in learning about, if not know already something about. And then finally, you need to make sure you see some examples of these products for sale in Facebook by becoming part of your target audience and searching Facebook fan pages for the products themselves. So that's the answer to Amazing Amy's first question. Now, her second question, she asked, what is an appropriate number of products to start your site? I assume that you'd want more than one diamond-studded cat collar. See how that works? She picked up my example from episode 143. Thank you, Amy. The truth of the matter is, if you have one fantastic, amazing product that everyone wants to buy and that is profitable out of the gate, then you only need one product on your website. So if you had been the first person to recognize that fidget spinners would sell on Facebook, you could have a website with one fidget spinner or maybe two fidget spinners, and that would be just fine. And in fact, if you start clicking on these ads for products on Facebook, you will find many times that there are people like us doing drop shipping in the way that we describe, and they only have a few products, successful products on their website. And so I think the answer to your question, Amy, is that you really only need one product to get started. However, the truth of the matter is you are going to have a success rate offering products for sale that is not 100%. You are going to find that you're going to pick a product that seems like it's going to be fantastic, and you'll test that product with ads. And at the end of the day or at the end of a week, you're going to add up the cost of the product, the cost to ship it, and the cost to advertise it per item. And you're going to find that that amount of money is more than the amount of sales that you made. And you're going to mark that product as a failed attempt to drop ship on Shopify. As a result of that, there's no reason to take that product off your store. You can leave it there, but that's not going to be a profitable product for you in your store, and so you're going to try another one. My guess is you may need 10 or 20 or 30 of these attempts before you find something that is, or find a handful of products that are super fantastic that you can run as the basis of your store. And once you find those two or three or four products that work really well with advertising, that you're going to want to keep looking for those and adding more and more products that are profitable on their own. Now, what's going to happen is someone is going to come to your store and buy your profitable product, and then they're also going to pick up two or three other things that you didn't even have any ad spend on, and that's going to make you really profitable. And so having additional products on your store set up in categories for cross-selling and upselling in a way that makes sense, that's something you're going to want to do on down the road. And so I can imagine a store with 20 or 30 or 40 products on there that are available. But to answer your specific question, I think to get started, you really only need a few products. You do not need to spend 3 months setting up a Shopify store in order to get this thing going. You can go get your store today at latenightim.com/Shopify. You can set that up today, pick a product or two out of AliExpress using the Overload plugin, and literally be selling products out of your store that has two or three items in it tomorrow. You could start today and have the store open tonight or tomorrow. And that's one of the magical things about this kind of business model. But as you grow that shop out, I see you having 20 or 30 or 40 products, and that's easy to do, and you just do them one product at a time. Amy's third question, you talked about Facebook ads or how to drive traffic in your podcast. Will you ever discuss how to create a Facebook ad? I've done some research, but I'm overall unfamiliar with Facebook ads. How do you know what is an appropriate amount to spend on a campaign? So that's a really good question. First thing is, will I talk about how to create Facebook ads? Yes, I'll add that to the list of things to do. There's lots of good material out there about how to create Facebook ads, and you can learn from amazing people like Rick Mulready, for example, about how to create Facebook campaigns, and you can buy courses from guys like that to do this. But in general, what you're doing is you're going to Facebook and you're creating a business account in Facebook. That's free to do, and I highly recommend it. You can go to business.facebook.com to create such an account. Doesn't cost you anything. And then you're basically doing a couple of things. The first thing that you need to do is you need to take the Facebook pixel and add that to your Shopify site. That is easily done, and you can Google that, how to add a Facebook pixel to a Shopify site. This hooks your store up to Facebook, essentially, so that Facebook knows if they send a customer to your site, whether that customer bought a product or not, and they can optimize your ad to show it to people who are more likely to buy. This Facebook pixel is something that I've discussed previously in a previous episode, and I'll link that to the show notes. So that's step one. Well, step one and two, really. Create a Facebook business account, add the pixel. And then step three is to create your first ad. There's lots of collateral on the internet about how to do this, but basically what you're doing and what I recommend that you do is you create a nice graphic. It can't have too much text in it. Let's say that you're advertising that cat collar. You get a picture, a fantastic picture of that cat collar, probably on a beautiful cat with colors that pop. The quality of the image is really important. And you can usually get those from the supplier of the cat collar, a lot of times straight off of AliExpress. You can use those images. And there are copyright implications around that, which is something that we can talk about another time. But what most people do with Shopify stores is that they use the images off of AliExpress straight out of the stores there. And then you can write some ad copy, and you can look at Facebook ads to see what this ad copy looks like. But basically, you write something that makes sense to you, like, do you love your cat? Isn't it fun for you to see your cat dressing to the nines? If you love your cat, this cat collar is for you, or something like that. And once you've got that ad copy, you create an ad in Facebook. You choose the audience that you want to target, and you launch that ad. Now, all of that process of setting up Facebook ads for the first time, creating good images, creating good ad copy, choosing a target audience, which is critically important, and launching the ad, that's more than a small segment in a podcast episode. So we'll have to think about how to get that covered in a future episode. But that's basically the process, and there's a lot of information online about how to do that that you can go find. I will say that it is important to do this well, and so that is one part of this business. Probably the most important part of this business is the marketing piece, and so you're going to want to spend some time figuring out how to do that. The setting up a drop shipping store and business is the easy part. The marketing part, I think, is the most important part, and it is the more challenging piece, at least in my estimation. Now, the second part of Amy's question is, how much ad spend do you need? And the good news is you don't really need very much. With a few dollars a day, and I'm going to say a few is between three and five. With a few dollars a day, $3 to $5 a day, you can tell within a week or so, once your ad sort of reaches 1,000 or so people, which you should be able to do with $3 to $5 a day over a week, you can tell whether or not you can make an assessment of whether or not your product is a profitable product or you need to move on to your next product. So that's my answer, is $3 to $5 a day per product. So if you're doing this as a side hobby, or as a, you know, you're trying to bootstrap this thing on an almost zero budget, what you're talking about is $0 to become a member of AliExpress and be able to source products, a free trial at Shopify for 14 days where you can get up and running at latenightim.com/Shopify. And then you're talking about a few dollars a day in Facebook ads. Now, you can go crazy and spend $50 a day on Facebook ads, but if you're just getting started and you don't know a lot about Facebook ads, I don't recommend that you do that. You can spend more money later when you've got a product that you know is profitable. All right, and Amy's fourth question was, how important or necessary is it to have a Facebook page for your store? This is an excellent question, Amy. Also, how does one promote their store? People are so secretive about their product offerings, so I'm assuming you don't simply invite all of your friends to like your page. So you guys can see one of the reasons that I used Amazing Amy's questions preferentially is not only that she's amazing, but she asks really good questions. So the first question is, how important or necessary is it to have a Facebook page for your store? And the answer is, it is absolutely required. If you're going to run Facebook ads, you run them as your page. And so you need a page so that you can run the ads to your store. And basically what you're doing is you're building up a brand on Facebook. And your page, as you also correctly allude to in this question, Amy, is going to have likes and shares and all that kind of social proof that make people realize that you're a real for sure brand. And so, yes, you definitely are going to want a Facebook page. So for how do you promote the store, I would argue, with the exception of something that I'm going to talk about here in a minute, you don't actually promote the store. You promote products. And since those products are for sale in the store will get promoted sort of automatically. So when people see your products, they're going to like your store. And when they do business with you, they're going to like and share your store. So you don't, in general, with one exception, you don't need to promote your store. Now, when you're first getting started, you can choose to run a like campaign to your store. You've seen these on Facebook before where people have an interesting graphic and the ad says, like us on Facebook or share us or, you know, whatever. And it's just simply an engagement campaign to get people to like your store. And you can do that when you're first starting out your store if you want some social proof. And I think that can be good because if people are deciding whether or not to buy from you, one of the things that they might look at is your Facebook fan page. And if you've got 4 likes and one of them is your mom, then, you know, that might turn people off. So having some social proof is good. It's also been rumored, and you know, I've heard people say that Facebook support has told them this, that if once you get over 10,000 likes on your Facebook fan page, that you get some advertising benefits in terms of pricing and ad placement, because they know you're for real then once you're over 10,000 likes. I wouldn't worry about that. If you're running successful Facebook ads, you're going to get the likes and shares that you need to be a popular fan page. And so don't worry about it, except to say, if you want to run an engagement campaign at the very beginning of your store for a few dollars a day, you can certainly do that. And what I do is I get the most interesting cat video or cat graphic of a cat turned upside down or chasing a mouse, or, you know, one of these super engaging cat pieces of content that you see on the internet. And I'd publish that to your fan page and run what Facebook calls an engagement campaign to get that out there. People will see that, they'll like that, they'll like your page, and you'll get some social proof right away. So you can do that, but it's certainly not required. Now, with regard to the last part of your question, the secrecy part, yeah, people are secret about their drop shipping businesses because when they find products that are really working for them, the last thing that they want to do is let other marketers know what those products are because they are worried that those other marketers will actually steal their ideas and compete with them directly. And so that's the reason for the secrecy. I, you know, don't know how big a deal that really is, but even in my own case, this experiment that I'm running with dropshipping, I've only revealed what that store is to a few people. And so there's a reason for that. And the reason is exactly what I just described, is that I have a marketing podcast, and it would complicate my efforts if 30 or 40 people who also wanted to start a dropshipping store decided, I'm going to exactly copy what Mark Mason is doing, because that would create a lot of competition for me in that specific niche with those specific products on Facebook. And we haven't talked much about this, but the Facebook advertising model is a bidding model. So if two people are trying to run exactly the same kind of ads, that creates a bidding war for those ads. And if there's four or five of them, that makes it even worse. And so that would drive my cost up and possibly cause my experiment to fail. So that's my reason for secrecy at this point about the exact niche that I'm in and the exact niche, the exact stuff that I'm promoting. The answer in general to your question about how to promote your store is, when you promote your products, your store is going to get promoted automatically as a natural consequence, because we're not selling the store to people. We're not advertising Target. We're advertising the product in Target. And you'll see Target does this too. When they run ads, they don't run an ad that says, man, Target's a great place to shop, you should come shop here. They run an ad, generally speaking, hey, we have this amazing toaster oven, and oh, by the way, it's at Target. Thanks again to Amazing Amy for those questions. I had a couple of more really great questions from the Facebook fan page that I wanted to get to, and I know that we're a little bit over time this week, but I definitely want to cover these. You can be a part of this amazing group on Facebook by going to latenightim.com/FB group. It's mostly listeners of the show. It's an awesome collection of people, and I really want to encourage you to come hang with us. It's super cool. It's a safe place to hang out, and it's just friendly, and I like it. So come on and come say hi to me over in the Facebook fan page group over at latenightim.com/FB group. Okay, so last couple of questions. Stephen Cross, who's been a friend of mine for a long time, he's one of these many good friends that I have on the internet that I've been talking to on and off for years that I've never actually met face-to-face. At least I don't think Stephen and I have met face-to-face. What jumped out to me, Stephen writes, was the delay in shipping. To that end, it seems like choosing a product that is not available via Amazon Prime is critical to sales. Even for impulse purchases, I expect semi-savvy internet shoppers will check Amazon. My question, is this as critical as I think it is? So, Stephen, this is an awesome question. Everyone asks this question, and it must be answered. So I'm glad you asked it. So yes, it's true. If you ship from AliExpress from China using ePacket, shipping is going to take from 10 to 20 days. For those of you that aren't good with math, that's 2 to 3 weeks, roughly. And so that's a long time, because when I buy stuff from Amazon, I got stuff here, like yesterday I needed an ink cartridge. I bought it on Amazon, and it was same day delivery for my Canon printer that I have here. I ran out of ink. And so is this an issue? And the answer is not really. At least the data shows from this 100K factory that there are tons of people with six figure per month businesses that don't have a problem with this. And the reason is, we're targeting, and I'm going to advise you to target, products that are in the price range of $20 to $30. And since this is interruptive marketing, the products that are going to do the best are things that are sort of falling into the impulse buy category. People are buying these things because they saw the ad, not because they were shopping for them. Now, if you're shopping for something like an ink cartridge for your printer, you need it right now. And 2 to 3 weeks shipping doesn't work for you. And I totally get that. But if you didn't know you needed a diamond studded cat collar, and it's not really critical when you get it, in general, you may be a little disappointed with 2 to 3 weeks shipping, but in general, in aggregate, this is not going to be a problem. Are you going to have some small number of people that complain about the shipping? You might. I have not had one yet that has complained about the shipping, and here's why. One is because I am doing interruptive marketing of impulse buy items that are not time sensitive. No one cares how quickly their diamond studded cat collar gets there. Two is I am setting the shipping expectation up front. What I say on my website is that promotional items, of which all of mine are, can take longer to ship because of high demand. This is, you know, a representation of the truth. There is high demand for these products. It does take a while to ship them. I'm just being upfront in the sales process saying, look, it's going to take me a while to get you your item. Don't panic. Accept that. And then on the receipt, I tell people, hey, as soon as I have a shipping tracking number, I'll send it to you. But know that for high demand items, we take 2 to 3 weeks to ship. And then when I send them a shipping notification, I say, hey, look, your item is shipped. Please understand that some of these high demand items ship directly from our manufacturer, which is absolutely true. And that can take a while, 2 to 3 weeks, by the way. And I just keep repeating this message. And since I've set that expectation, it's not an issue. The other thing that I do is I give people a USPS tracking number. As I described previously, I ship everything by e-packet. And when you ship something by e-packet, you get a tracking number. Now, this tracking number, admittedly, is a little shaky. It takes a while for the data to show up, and sometimes it's wrong and so forth. But it's right most of the time, and particularly later in the shipping process, the information there is more accurate than it is in the very beginning of the shipping process. And that's good, because later in the shipping process is when your customer is starting to get impatient. And I find if they have the ability to check on where their shipment is, then they're not so worried about it. That's really what they want. They want to know what's going on. And if they have to wait an extra 7 or 8 days for their diamond studded cat collar, they're cool with that. So Stephen, I hope that answers your question. My buddy Mitch Todd, who is one of the brains behind Podcast Dallas, where I had an absolute blast. Well, maybe we'll talk about that next episode. That was so much fun talking to those guys. And also one of the founding members of the Podcast Movement Conference, which is an international conference on podcasting. He asked, what about sales tax? Do you need to worry about sales tax on dropshipping? Yes, absolutely. I'm not a tax attorney and I don't play one on TV, and your mileage will vary outside of the United States. But if you have a nexus in a state in the United States, you need to charge sales tax in that state. I have a nexus in the great state of Texas, and so I charge Texas sales tax, and Shopify handles that for me. I am not a tax attorney, and I don't play one on TV, and I have not had extensive discussions with my tax accountant on this topic, and I do recommend that you do have some conversations with a tax professional, but that's my understanding, and that's what I'm doing is I'm charging tax in my home state and not charging tax on out-of-state transactions. So Jared, he asks an interesting question. Jared is an active member of the Facebook fan group. Again, you can check that out over at latenightim.com/FB group and read Jared's question for yourself. But I don't want you to have to do that, so I'll read it to you. When it comes to setting up Shopify, do you have to worry about UPC codes, listing who your suppliers are, having any special paperwork business-wise like an LLC? He loved the episode. Thanks, Jared. I appreciate the shout out there and the props. No, you don't need any of that. You just hang your shingle out there, and you can do this as a sole proprietor. I do operate as an LLC, and sometimes I think that helps from a, you know, kind of a trust factor for the customer if they see that LLC somewhere. But no, none of that is necessary. There are legal implications. Again, I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not going to talk about the legal and liability implications and the tax implications of operating as a sole proprietor versus operating as an LLC. But from a drop shipping standpoint, no, you don't need to reveal your suppliers. I mean, after all, you don't know when you buy something from Target where it comes from. I guarantee you Target didn't make it, right? You don't need to reveal your suppliers. You don't need to worry about UPC codes because nothing's getting scanned at a register or anything like that. And you don't need to have an LLC. AliExpress and Shopify are very happy to deal with you just as a regular person. So I hope that helps you, Jared. Thank you so much for the question. And the last thing that I will talk about is a comment on all of this that really made me smile. I loved this from John in the Facebook fan page. He says, man, it's a great episode, but it fueled my conspiracy theories. He writes, a couple of hours after listening to your episode, I got an email from Shopify inviting me to a free 14-day trial with Oberlo. And so, you know, am I retargeting him? No, that wasn't me, John. I think that was a legitimate coincidence. As far as I know, there is no retargeting based on the content of my podcast episode, but that really makes me smile. But I have something for you that you're going to like for all of you, not just for John. If you go to latenightim.com/dropship, latenightim.com/dropship, you will have the opportunity to sign up for an automated webinar that explains exactly how you can start a drop shipping store today using Shopify, using AliExpress, and using this plugin that I talked about called Oberlo, which automatically hooks up Shopify to AliExpress. Again, that's latenightim.com/dropship. That's going to be an awesome place for you to go and get some more information in the form of an instant automated webinar that's going to tell you exactly what you need to do. And the cool thing is, all of that stuff to get started is free. Shopify is free for 14 days. Oberlo is free when you're getting started. And AliExpress is free to use in the same way that Amazon is free to use. So if you're really interested in trying this, the place to go is latenightim.com/dropship. That's an automated webinar, again, from the people at Shopify that will really help make this all crystal clear for you. And with that, I'm out. I hope you have a fantastic day. I'll be playing baseball this weekend. Wish me luck. I'll give you an update on that next week. Peace out.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
Sorry that episode ran a little long. It's early in the morning here. I was up until 1 a.m. this morning working on day job stuff that I needed to get done after being at that baseball game. So I didn't get to record last night, which is my normal practice. And so I'm recording in the morning. So if I sound a little sleepy, it's only because I am. I'm excited about the baseball tournament because last night at the baseball game, two of our team members, the coach and one of the boys, caught a foul ball at the game. Now, that's got to be good luck, right? Because every little kid wants to catch a foul ball at the game, and we got two. And so the coach, of course, gave his foul ball to his son, who's on the team. So two of our kids got foul balls at the baseball game. So I'm thinking that means good luck for us this weekend. I will see you guys next week. Ciao.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture
for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explain to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet.